Ted Zaleski is an actor who travels around the country portraying Teddy Roosevelt. It's a one-man show.
I call myself a living history performer. And when people are all alone on the stage, sometimes they feel lonely. And so I decided about 15 years ago to pull together a group of one-person performers so that we would share our ideas and our thoughts.
The group is called Solo Together, and all its members are people like Ted who portray historical figures for a living. Every summer, they all meet for a big potluck at the Henry Wadsworth Longfellow House in Cambridge, Mass. It's a mainly social event, and nobody comes in costume, but for these performers, it's sometimes hard to stay out of character, even when they're eating guacamole. We sent Mark Anderson to Cambridge for a date with history.
I'm standing on the lawn of a gorgeous colonial-era house in the center of Cambridge, Massachusetts. George and Martha Washington lived here for 9 months in 1775 and 1776. And then, for 45 years during the 19th century, it was also home to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who taught English at nearby Harvard College. During these two tenures, many famous people have walked on these grounds. And the funny thing is, some of them have never left.
My name is Mike Francis, and I'm the webmaster for Solo Together, and I portray Galileo Galilei.
Do you go to schools around here?
I go to schools, I go to museums, I go to libraries, I go to something called a planetariums. Have you heard of this thing?
I've heard tell.
They're very unusual. They have a big machine in the middle of the room, and the stars appear over your head without even opening the roof.
Heresy.
Yes. The Pope would love it. We're approaching Signor Walt Whitman. And right next to him is Susan B. Anthony.
Let's home in on Abe Lincoln speaking to Eleanor Roosevelt over here.
All right.
If I could prevail upon the two of you. Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Abraham Lincoln just dropped his broccoli.
Dropped my broccoli on the floor. Oh, boy. Isn't that too bad? I suppose if there was something to drop, it would probably best broccoli.
Benjamin Cohen, and I'm glad to say that I take on the persona of Paul Revere.
And I'm Kate Carney, and I do Paul Revere's mother-in-law. And I did that because his own mother was extremely aged and not in too good health.
Her daughter was my second wife. And my first wife was Sarah Orne, O-R-N-E. Should I continue?
No, please.
But Sarah died at the age of 37, delivering our eighth child. Well, with five children to support. And at that point, I had a very thriving silversmith, Mrs. Tortentu. And I needed the help of a good woman. And I found one. Rachel Carlisle Walker.
What I found a little difficult as a mother-in-law was that she went to work for him in July, taking care of the children, and they married in October. And I thought that was a little hasty.
Yeah, we did.
Yes,
I had to because I had five children to take care of, and I had to work full-time as a silversmith.
And you had to run around and go to meetings.
No, that's true. I was very much involved along with the other patriots. We would meet quite often to discuss the events of the day.
Yeah. Eight meetings a week.
We are united in our determination to stand for freedom, liberty, and independence.
What do you feel about that?
I thought that we had a perfectly fine relationship until you guys with Samuel Adams.
Sons of Liberty, madam.
Well, don't call me madam. You can call me Mrs. Walker.
My name is John Horrigan, and I guess I'm the P.T. Barnum of New England history. I host what's known as the New England History Festival. I've called it Historapalooza, Farm Aid for Reenactors, or a Historical Woodstock. And basically, I'm here at Solo Together scouting talent.
Who have you signed here today?
Harriet Tubman. Gwendolyn is Harriet Tubman. Mike is JFK. I'm negotiating with Galileo and Teddy Roosevelt.
They're both tough negotiators.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking for another female act to bring into play. And whatever goes. Need about 35 minutes of material, and we sling the acts just like P.T. Barnum would bring them up.
My name is Linda Palmer, and I portray Anne Vassall, who was a Puritan who came here in 1635.
Stephen Collins, Walt Whitman.
Gwendolyn Kizer Persuti, Mariah W. Stewart, activist, woman of color.
Linda Berry, I portray Margaret Tyndale Winthrop, Puritan wife of John Winthrop, first governor of the Bay Colony.
George Baker, and I portray John Adams.
My name's Deborah Ann Goss. My programs are always musical, and this year I am concentrating on an imagined abolitionist Deborah White by name. She sings songs of abolition and emancipation and things like, politicians gazed astounded when at first our bell resounded. Freight trains come and tell these foxes with your votes and ballot boxes, jump for your lives. Jump for your lives. Jump for your lives, politicians, from your dangerous false positions. Jump for your lives, everyone.
Jump for your lives.
Jump for your lives.
Jump for your lives. Jump for your lives, politicians, from your dangerous false positions.
Yay.
You had some song. What do you think about that, Mr. Whitman?
Well, I think song is wonderful. Why do I call my best poem Song of Myself? Song of the Open Road, Song of Joys. We need more song. But we have to get poetry out of the drawing room and perhaps into the bar room. As I said to my friend Horace Traubel once, I said, sex, 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 whether you sing, make a machine, love your mother, go to the North Pole, shine shoes or anything, sex is the root of it all.
I wonder if the Puritan has anything to say about that.
Well, my husband, John Winthrop, was a very serious-minded man, but I would say, John, are you sermonizing me again? I like a little bit of more lace on my dress, but he wanted me to dress more plain, more seriously. But we worked so hard just to survive when we came here. I don't think we had much time for joking around.
My husband William had to leave the colony because he took a petition back to Parliament saying that the people of Massachusetts were not being true to their English ways, and they were going much against our English tempers by requiring people to be of a certain New England Protestant faith.
Well, I say all this sermonizing, preaching, and prayer are weariness to me. Why should I pray? Why should I venerate and be ceremonious? Why should I skulk or find myself indecent while birds and animals never skulk or find themselves indecent? They are so placid and self-contained. They do not lie awake in the dark and weep for their sins. They do not make me sick discussing their duty to God.
But it is by God we live. It is by God we have the necessary things of life. It is to God we owe everything.
Mr. President?
Well, it seems like what all of our characters are talking about is happiness. And it reminds me of the time when Benjamin Franklin and I were reviewing as a committee the first draft of Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. And when I got to the phrase, the pursuit of happiness, I had to object because I said to Franklin, how can we know what happiness is? It's a mere emotion. It's not a positive virtue or a good. We shouldn't put the word happiness in the Declaration of Independence unless we define it in the text. But Franklin just laughed, the way he always laughed when he disagreed with me. He was a very, very troublesome, annoying man. And he said, John, let's leave the language the way Jefferson wrote it, because outside of New England, everyone knows what happiness is.
I think that was pretty darn good.
Thank you all.
I thought that really was.
For Studio 360, I'm Mark Anderson.
I think you guys got something.
At the deepest house, we must
all take seats with exultation.
In the car, emancipation.
Huzzah, huzzah, emancipation. Soon we bless our happy nation. Huzzah!
You can learn more about all those historical interpreters at studio360.org. And while you're there, you can also subscribe to the weekly newsletter about the show and to our free weekly podcast of Studio 360. In a minute, some punk rockers carve out a place for themselves in the Muslim world. That is just ahead in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. Stay with us.
I'm gonna get you.